We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
All systems are go.
Ladies and gentlemen, Chris Van Vliet!
Oh, it is so good to see you. Welcome back to another audio adventure on Insight. We got a big one today. Superman himself, Henry Cavill, joining us in this episode. And it's always so good to be able to share a conversation with Henry. This is our fourth interview together. And even if it's a mini interview or a mini view, as I like to call it, like this one, he's the best. He is such a gentleman. And sure, Superman was the role that really changed his career and it's what he's best known for. But come on, he is incredible in The Witcher, Mission Impossible Fallout, The Man from U.N.C.L.E., and as Sherlock Holmes in Enola Holmes and the new movie, Enola Holmes 2. You'll see that on Netflix starting this Friday. He stars in it with Millie Bobby Brown. So Friday, you'll open up Netflix for the weekend. You'll go, ah, there it is, Enola Holmes 2. Oh, and we are so close to 1,000 ratings on Spotify. So if you're listening on Spotify right now, it would mean a ton to me if you could just take the 3 seconds that it takes to go in there and click those stars. And hopefully we'll be at 1,000 ratings before the next episode of the show. And if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, a rating and review go a very long way on there. So if you're feeling generous, it would be greatly appreciated. I'm sure you know a Henry Cavill fan or two, so please share this episode with them and let us know that you're listening. Snap a screenshot, tag us on social media. It's just our names, at Henry Cavill, at Chris Van Vliet, and let's do it. Please welcome the one, the only, Henry Cavill.
Henry, it's always so good to see you.
Likewise.
I gotta ask, is Cal with you today?
Cal is not in the room. I probably shouldn't have said his name. He'd be freaking out. He's in the room next door.
Coincidentally, I also have my dog here for the interview. So Luna's...
Oh, great.
Yeah. What a week for you.
Yes, quite the week. Quite the week.
I interviewed The Rock a few weeks ago when it was still a secret that you were in Black Adam. And he was like a proud father. He pulled me aside. He's like, what do you think of that mid-credit scene? Like, he was so happy about it. How much of a role did The Rock play in getting you to come back as Superman?
Oh, I mean, look, it's always tough to say after the fact. There's so many voices which have gone into this and so much work, whether it be Danny Garcia working endlessly and tirelessly to make this happen, or Hiram Garcia, and indeed The Rock as well. But there are other voices too. And it's just what is really the important thing is that I just feel so fortunate that there are those people doing that, and also the opportunity to actually be back and to look to the future and to build something exciting.
We're glad to have you back.
Thank you, my friend.
When you take on an iconic role like Superman, like Sherlock Holmes, how do you approach it knowing that fans already have an idea in their mind of how that character should be?
Well, this Sherlock Holmes has a very unique situation in that he exists in the Enola Holmes universe, and none of the other Sherlock Holmes have that. And so, especially with Sherlock as a supporting character rather than the lead character, this is not a universe that revolves around him. He is a color to this universe. And so for me, the approach was was to collaborate with Harry and Millie and make sure that every decision I made, everything that I did, tied into their plan for Enola's arc and for the story of the movie. And that's how I approached it. It's the important thing is recognizing there's a difference. Enola is that unique difference, and that does change a lot about Sherlock.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
There's a big theme in this movie of Enola trying to prove herself to everybody. When was the moment in your career where you really felt like you had to prove yourself?
I feel like I have to prove myself every day. I don't think there's any letting up of that, because you're only as good as your last day of acting, and you've got to keep it up. There's no relaxing. You've got to keep on giving 100% every day. And I don't think there's any point where I'm like, yeah, I don't need to try anymore. I've got it.
Henry, what's the best piece of advice that you've been given in your career?
That's a good question. I'm not too sure that I have the answer on the tip of my tongue, to be honest. But my best friend, or one of my best friends, he says, love living and life is for living. And I take that with me because work is really enjoyable, but it can also be very tough and it can be very consuming as well. And for me, it's really important to have that balance. And if there isn't balance, so you can't be doing the life stuff as well as work stuff, if work is that all consuming in that period of time, to be enjoying it. Yeah. And if I'm not enjoying it, then I'm doing it wrong. Especially at this stage, especially 22 years in and things are going well. If I'm not enjoying it, something is going really badly wrong. So that, I suppose, is the best advice. I know it's not directly career related, but it actually does apply to both work and life.
I love that. It's always such a pleasure to speak with you. And on the rare occasion, someone will say, you know what? You kind of look like that actor, Henry Cavill. I'm like, that is the greatest compliment I have ever received.
You, sir, are far better looking than I. Thank you.
That is a total lie. See, you are a great actor.
All right. Henry Cavill, ladies and gentlemen. And Enola Holmes 2 is streaming on Netflix beginning this Friday, November 4th. What a guy. What a gentleman. We did this interview over Zoom, which is why it sounded a little bit funky. For some reason, my computer wasn't picking up the mic that I'm talking on right now, like the good mic, and it defaulted to my computer mic. So that's why it sounded the way that it did. But Henry Cavill is the only person that I've done an interview in person with them, and they're like sitting in a chair. You're at a hotel and there's a different reporter going in every few minutes for an interview. He gets up from his chair, walks to the door to greet you, shakes your hand at the door, walks you to your chair, and then waits till you sit down until then he sits down afterwards. I mean, it's just like the definition of a gentleman. And it's always such a pleasure to speak with him. Please share this episode with anyone who you think would enjoy this, especially that part about the best advice he's ever received. Man, that was so good. He is at Henry Cavill if you tag him. I'm at Chris Van Vliet. And I'll leave you with this great quote from Dr. Seuss. Sometimes the questions are complicated and the answers are simple. Be great. Be grateful. We will see you on the next one for some more insight.